Today, Illinois became the latest state to defy the Food and Drug Administration by offering citizens a way to buy cheaper medicines from outside the United States. But unlike other states and cities, Illinois will offer drugs not only from Canada, but from Europe as well. NPR's Julie Rovner has the story.
Illinois Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich has been talking about helping state residents buy less expensive medicines from Canada for nearly a year now. Canada's price controls make brand-name drugs as much as 80% cheaper than in the U.S. Originally, Blagojevich said he wouldn't go ahead without permission from the Food and Drug Administration. But the FDA has turned down every state, city, and county request to import drugs from outside the closed U.S. regulatory system. It denied Illinois, too. And today, Blagojevich said he'll wait no longer.
Because of the current policies of the federal government, we are going in the wrong direction on the issue of affordable and less expensive prescription drugs.
Illinois isn't the first state to facilitate drug purchases from other countries, but its program is by far the most sweeping. States like Minnesota and Wisconsin have websites that link consumers to a handful of state-approved pharmacies in Canada. Illinois is hiring a Canadian benefits management company to oversee as many as 50 pharmacies. And Illinois is going beyond Canada, expanding its reach to English-speaking countries in Europe as well. Blagojevich said adding Europe to the mix was necessary to prevent drug companies from forcing Canadian prices up.
Because some of the big drug companies began to limit access to the Canadian market, we began to look to other places that might give Americans more choices so they can purchase less expensive prescription drugs.
Illinois Democratic Congressman Rahm Emanuel, who's been working with the governor, says Illinois is going ahead without FDA approval because the agency simply hasn't enforced the existing ban on importing drugs. Officials haven't stopped Americans traveling to Canada to pick up medicines themselves or taken legal action against states and cities that have launched drug-buying websites.
So they've basically given an ambiguous message, and it's clear that if it was against the law and it was against your safety, the FDA would enforce it. They are not enforcing it, sending the signal and also the statement by their actions that this is not illegal.
But FDA officials say the fact that they haven't taken legal action yet against state and city buying plans doesn't mean they won't. William Hubbard is FDA Associate Commissioner for Policy.
FDA is not giving tacit approval to these programs. We have tried to abstain from going to court against them and focus our legal actions against commercial operations. But it's still an open question, and we may have to go to a federal judge and get a ruling on this, that these states are not doing a safe and legal thing.
And Hubbard says that by including Europe as well as Canada, Illinois' program makes FDA even more nervous. Because European countries commonly buy drugs from each other, there's no way for Illinois to know exactly where drugs are coming from.
They're including not only Great Britain, but they're including Latvia and Estonia and some of the new countries of the European Union that perhaps don't have as developed a regulatory system.
Unless FDA takes legal action soon, however, it seems likely even more states and cities will follow Illinois' lead. Among the jurisdictions actively considering international drug buying programs is Montgomery County, Maryland, where FDA's headquarters is located. Julie Rovner, NPR News.